Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys Headlines with 9.
Yeah, that one had more energy.
Yeah, welcome back to the Plex, one and all.
Thank you. A lot of people don't know that's actually Fatboy voicing those.
I'm going to start out with something that is kind of sad news. It's an update on the health of a childhood star, someone we all grew up with.
Webster.
No. Remember the other day we talked about Screech, Dustin Diamond?
Oh. Yeah.
He was undergoing tests because he thought he may have cancer.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's a show on TLC about weddings.
Confirmed talk that he's been diagnosed with cancer, and it's serious. Stage 4 cancer. There's no word on what type of cancer it is or what the prognosis may be, but Screech is expected to make that public as soon as the doctors finish running their tests and make a formal prognosis.
Wow.
You think he's going to make good with people now?
I thought that. I was like, man, do y'all feel bad now about doing the reunion without not inviting him to it?
Yeah, we'll see how nice the other cast is now if they're going to kind of accept him.
Did you ever watch the Fresh Prince reunion, Bel-Air?
No.
I missed it.
Did Alfonso Ribeiro go on there or no? Because on the picture they show on the screen, he's not in the group photo, but somebody's holding a picture of Uncle Phil who's dead.
Yeah.
But no.
I think you went separate.
I don't know anything about it. I'd never.
Fresh Prince is a show. Again. There's this guy. He lived in Philadelphia.
He was born and raised.
Some hoodlums were messing with him.
Yeah. He was on the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Most of them. His mama said, hey, you go live with your, was it auntie?
And uncle.
Yeah,
they lived in Bel-Air. I know that part.
He wouldn't have went, though, if he knew that there's three other kids in the house.
Yeah.
Did DJ Jazzy Jeff follow him there?
I haven't watched any of those reunions of any of the shows.
Oh.
I've done a bunch of them. I never watched a minute of Fuller House or any reunions or reboots, any of them.
I saw the episode where they're doing Sugar Hill Gang, him and Carlton.
Yeah.
Jump on it. They were dancing.
Oh, damn. I thought you meant a movie. I was like, dude, they had one song.
I said a hip, hop, a hippie to the hippie.
Screech also has shingles on top of having stage 4
God
cancer.
Bless.
And his medical problems began with the discovery of a big lump on his throat. He just turned 44 last week.
Oh, his throat.
Yeah, his throat.
That'd be 2 in yours.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. Well, I have to ask the obvious question. Did he smoke? Any tobacco use?
No idea.
He did porn.
He did. Yeah, he had a sex tape out.
He was here hosting trivia. He was taking bookings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. I hope he's okay.
I hope so.
Hate that story.
Why'd you pick this story?
I'm trying to do the next one.
Friday's always a day when 9 likes to celebrate the loss of life.
I can't help it. This is when the diagnosis became public. I told him to hold it till Monday. Amazon's new delivery vans are going to scare the hell out of some people when they roll around your neighborhood. They started rolling out new delivery vans that make special noises when they're driving through the neighborhood to prevent accidents. And the noises they make kind of sound like weird alien-type sounds. I believe we have some audio available, Fat Bo.
Some pre-programming.
That's not it, no.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I want to hear this. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh. Oh, this sounds like when I turn my PS4 on and forget the passcode.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah. It's weird. There's a thing where any electric vehicles that go under 18.6 miles per hour need to make that noise to prevent accidents. I don't know if this is on all their vans, but they're going to have at least 100,000 electric delivery vans on the road within the next 2 years.
The one that comes through my neighborhood flies like hell. So
yeah.
Maybe it'd be a different experience.
I'll tell you who flies is FedEx, man. Fly.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. I see some FedEx trucks. I think they're going down towards Greenwood from Greenville. I see them on 25 once or twice a week. I swear they're racing each other. I don't mean to rat you out, but y'all going to hurt somebody.
I get to wear a place before you do.
Yeah.
See, I have my favorite out of the I get serviced by all three.
Yeah.
And I have one that, well, with at least with me, you know, you have the same post person every day, generally speaking.
Most days, yeah.
With Prime or whatever, it's never the same person. But my UPS and FedEx guy's always the same.
Yeah, they
and there's
the
one
same.
That's way better than the other one.
The one with Teamsters benefits is better.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Office and Greer. He's got flames on the socks. They still wear those.
Yes.
Flamer in the socks.
Yeah.
I wanted to get everybody to try to guess, and they already guessed.
I think everybody would have just assumed UPS is your favorite.
It is. What's up, Neil? Neil Carpenter in the house.
Well, he's a Wade Hampton boy.
That's Mojo right. Cat.
Yeah.
You know, he's a man now.
He's a good old dude. I like Neil.
Neil's always good.
Hell of a nice guy.
Neil's good.
That's what the Amazon vans are going to sound like when they come through your neighborhood now. And there's also one that, one of your delivery companies is the one that, it's always the same company when somebody has a doorbell cam video of somebody throwing something on the porch.
Yeah, it is.
It'll always be the same company.
Yeah, sir. But then, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Or you get porch pirated.
Yeah. But it's cool because that company delivered it, so it's going to be broke in the box anyway. You stole something broke. So yeah, don't be scared when you hear the Amazon van going around your neighborhood sounding like alien spaceship landing.
I saw, this was a meme. Let's call it a meme. It wasn't like on Wikipedia or any of the other websites we trust. But it said that Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, every time you spend $1, that's like him spending $80,000. So in the world of trillionaire inflation, your $1 equals $80,000 of his.
Yeah, that seems about right.
So his coffee costs $400,000 a morning.
Yeah.
He's got an ex-wife to pay for it, too.
Shoot.
She's all right. Thought of it. She's all right. She's doing fine.
Yeah, write a country song about that. She took the kids and took the dog and all that stuff. He took most of it, and now she's doing more charitable work than he is. Yeah. That is a guy that you almost wonder if he's a real person because you never see him anywhere through all this stuff. Never once did he have to, you don't have to, if you're a billionaire, trillionaire, save the world with your money. But I haven't seen him do dick.
A lot of people think if anybody's going to, because, you know, the NBA is talking about expansion, at least to Seattle, he's going to be one of the guys to step up and get the team.
Really?
Yeah, Bezos. That's
pocket change.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
An NBA team for him is pocket change. He could buy the entire league for and not even miss the money he would spend to buy every team.
It's like how many Waltons make billions a year? Like, there's like a bunch of them that split it.
It's really an amount of
Luke's
money.
Luke's a coach now.
None of us can fathom that amount of money. The people who have that amount of money, they can't fathom that amount of money. Yep. No one can really fathom that amount of money. But that amount, it's not even money, it's wealth. At that point, you can't understand your own level of wealth. It's that, I mean, really, we cannot, our brains can't understand that amount of wealth. No one's can.
I wouldn't want to know it either.
No.
And that, you say, oh, you full of mud. Yeah, I am. I'll go to the bathroom in a moment. But with that, it's like the great Christopher Wallace said, it's Biggie. He said, more money, mo problems. God bless.
Damon so Wayans true. Just stopped at mo money.
You're not talking about the reporter, Chris Wallace?
No, the other one.
No.
The one who's notorious B.I.G.
What about the generals? They make a lot of money, too. I mean, that's a multi-billion dollar company.
The generals?
Dollar General.
Oh
yeah. Dude, their stock's well over $200 a share for Dollar General stock. Yeah, well over $200 a share.
Turn around. There's one behind you.
I'm deleting Coinbase and getting Dollar General.
Can't afford to buy a share right now. You want to hear something weird about time zones in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a lot more time zones than we have right now.
We have three?
Four.
Oh, Hawaii time?
Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, and then Hawaii would be separate.
Christ.
Just in the continental, we have four.
I can't call myself a true American. I didn't even know that.
Well, in the early 1800s, cities could set their own time based on the sun. So think about that, we're in the same time zone as Boston. Now, we're more to the west of that time zone, and they're far to the east of that time zone, but it gets dark in Boston and like Washington, D.C., a good bit earlier than it does here. But we're in the same time zone, so it's the same time. Their sun sets before ours does.
Why is it so dark?
Or you think about it, you go all the way to – but it is it the Alabama-Georgia state line where it shifts? Is it right there going from one state to the next?
I've never been that far down.
To Central?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you get to Alabama, it's Central time. So if you were down at the Kia plant in Georgia, which is almost in Alabama, but you're at the far western edge of this time zone, so your sun sets probably an hour and a half later than Boston's.
Yeah, I think about an hour west of Knoxville. Yeah. Tennessee changes.
Yeah. But
isn't that weird how that happens, though?
What? Yeah.
Like, you're on the same time zone, but the sun.
Yeah, well, it didn't used to be that way because we used to have 144 different time zones in the United States.
Further proves the Earth is flat.
We used to have 144 different time zones in one nation.
Jeez. Not on, that's too much.
I've looked this up a bunch of times. That means at least four. Of how did Benjamin Franklin come up with the idea for daylight savings time, spring forward, all that, and then the world agreed.
It made sense and was convenient for people.
I know, but it's still that thing of we have so much conflict in the world, but four or five things we all are, it's 2021. Yeah, we're not going to Antarctica. Yeah.
I mean, he had to have somebody behind him. He flew a kite into damn electricity.
No, he didn't. It was his son. was his son.
He wasn't that smart.
He was there with the, just like all the controllers are, sat there supervising, send his boy out there. Look it up.
I mean, it is a big benefit to an industrialized society to have kind of uniform time for people's daily activities. Cause,
without question.
I mean, if you just leave the time alone and you never change it for falling back and springing forward, then your schedule is going to stay the same, but the sun's is going to differ greatly. And you're going to have times of the year where the sun's coming up about 8:30 in the damn morning. If you just leave it alone.
I don't like that.
I don't either, man.
Not a soul in sight.
You don't want it to be dark at 8 a.m. Nobody wants that. Some people got to be at work.
Was Garth talking about Maggie Valley when he said the city's looking like a ghost town?
I think probably. It was.
They're on the hill.
Closed now.
But by 1883, we got back down to four time zones from a high of 144 separate time zones. So basically, any city you went to, it was whatever time they said it was there.
God.
They set their own.
Just think about the time when you had to take a wagon somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's 11:18 at night in Tokyo right now. Yeah.
I should be in bed.
You should.
I'm sure it's dark there.
Got off work 13 and a half hours ago. The first hardcore porn movie ever, you know when it was made? Take a guess the year the first hardcore porn film came out.
1920.
68.
1915. Matt wins.
I've seen it.
It's called A Free Ride.
I'm not kidding you. I've seen it. It's very vulgar.
A guy driving down a rural road picks up two women who need a ride, and then standard porn action ensues from there.
Yeah, it's not a talkie. It's a moany.
Yeah, it is.
Billy Idol, everybody.
I didn't know if it was like movies were back in the day where they show a picture and they show a title card and then back to a picture.
Yeah, it's called silent films.
Yeah.
What kind of movie is a walkie-talkie? Thank you.
Is this what it sounded like?
Yeah, it's a walkie-talkie.
You know what? This is a reality show. Instead of mass singers or flipping your chair around, we give you a song, you have to make a hit record out of it.
Yeah.
I want to see somebody make a country song out of this.
Man. Got
cold beers never broke my heart.
My boots don't
cold
fit.
Cold beers never broke my heart.
My pants don't fit.
Charlie,
don't give a spit.
Charlie Chaplin doing porno movies.
Yeah.
A cowboy hat and my billfold's fat.
Did you ever see the Three Stooges threesome? It was crazy. It was incredible crazy.
That's all I can license to leave.
No, it's fine.
I won't get in trouble. What are you doing?
Why'd you ask him about the porn, though?
I was just telling you about
it. Oh, okay.
I'm done with that. I don't know.
That.
I was waiting on y'all.
Imagine watching porn back in the day, though, on like reel-to-reel cameras.
Yeah, they have to splice them.
Actually, that was in Boardwalk Empire, remember?
Yeah, newsreels.
The newsreel caught on fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like Fight Club, where he spliced in porn to the kids' show.
Oh, yeah. I just clicked over and looked at the text line. We should have done the regular FOF because now everybody's pissed off about everything we've said during this headlines. I mean, every single thing we've said, everybody's no, stupid, wrong.
What?
Everything we've said for 10 minutes.
Well, go back and listen to the previous 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't like the positivity.
Yeah. People, apparently, everybody, it's raining and y'all happy? No.
Is it raining? I'm on Central Time. I didn't know.
Yeah. They got there first. It comes from the west to the east here.
Mm-hmm.
Conor McGregor has a $2 million X-rated watch. I don't know if you knew that.
X-rated?
What? X-rated watch, yeah. Yeah. All right, so there's
a snatch watch.
There's a little door on the face of this watch. The door opens with the push of a button to reveal a man and a woman having relations, and it moves. That's what happens when you give trashy people too much money.
I love that guy. The promos where he's going around counting the money and running back and forth.
You would love a guy who goes around beating up old men at bars.
Attacking vehicles?
Yeah.
He's good. He's fun.
You would love a hooligan.
You like him too.
Well, yeah, but I'm into that kind of stuff.
It's like when you saw like Cash Ali and Ric Flair and all these guys who were like over-the-top sensational type characters. It was characters. I mean, Ali believed what he believed about, you know, Clay believed what he believed about the Olympics and this and that. But when it came to it, they were characters. Now, Ric Flair believed his and became the character. Conor McGregor is kind of the same way. It went to his head, and now, like, he lives the life of no blanks given.
Yeah, absolutely.
None. I'm above the law. I'll do what I want to do.
Man, this thing's got so many diamonds on it.
I'm pulling for Josh Paul.
I don't know what kind of, what like, who made the watch or anything, this $2 million sex watch, but.
Jules Jurgensen.
It's silly. I'm looking at it right now. It's a silly little thing.
By Van Cleef and Arpels.
Would you like to do a couple celebrity birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays.
I can give you as many as three celebrity birthdays today
Friday.
A few. All right. We'll start with Pitbull.
Oh, there come the texts now. They're all going to be happy.
Yeah, they are. Not number one or two, but Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull! I join him on that. He's, to me, the Latin Chance the Rapper. I don't understand the success. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it's for kids. Nickelodeon. He's all over Nickelodeon. Kids' Choice Awards. He's like rapping Jack Black.
Yeah, okay, I don't know how he made a career so far. This catchy. You'll be singing this all day. Can't hear it on podcast.
Hey, I'm glad you didn't get Timber stuck in my head.
I will say that
Timber.
He is, man, I don't know. Like, God, he could be 30. He could be 50. I'll go 40.
45?
He is 40. How about Drew Brees? Cool Brees.
You think he's going to win this weekend?
Who they got? I don't even remember his play.
Bucks.
Man, they might not.
Brees and Brady.
They did not look good against Chicago.
This would be, I think, the only playoff game featuring two quarterbacks over 40.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Former Purdue Boilermaker, San Diego Charger, New Orleans Saint, Super Bowl champion.
I was going to throw in the one little bit that I knew there.
Which bit?
Where he went to college.
Oh, yeah. See, I really enjoyed it, but those Purdue teams, I
busted
play
some
a lot.
Panini earlier.
Yeah. Like,
not the sandwich, but the ball cards.
Oh, and I ain't interested then.
It has them in their the veterans in their college uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks he's done. Like, this could be the last game.
His arm don't look as good.
He's had a cold for 10 years.
Well, he's already got a job at NBC.
True Brees. Cool Brees is 45.
42 today.
42?
Yep.
I thought he was already 42.
Well, he's 42 today.
He looks it.
And one final birthday, Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon. Son of Vince.
Son of Vince. Son of a Vince.
Son of Vince.
No.
I can't do the arm thing he does. It's like, how does he do that?
He can't dance him down the ramp in Jordans either.
He's got like a swivel on his elbow. I'm going to dance on your ass. You keep it up.
You're going to dance on nothing.
Gross.
You don't dance.
We'll pump you full of lead.
Can you do a Van Damminator?
No, I can't do the Jackie does.
I will say
I can show you that move.
That Shane McMahon is. God, he's younger. He's older than Drew Brees and Pitbull.
Gotta be
52.
50.
I think he's been famous a lot longer than Drew Brees and Pitbull. He's 51 today.
Nah, just because he's on TV when he's 8.
Yeah, I'm 28.
He's 8.
He's 8.
He's 8 years old.
Well, that's all I got, man. I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
He was 8. He's 9.
Well,
you got to redo the Hall of Fame. Redo it.
We'll be back right after this. Mick Foley, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just insanity.
That is just funnier than anything out there.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's funny, and it's the best show on the radio.
Weekday mornings.
93.3.
All right. Script's ready. Everybody look good. Fatboy's still kind of in the dark, but he won't take his ball cap off.
It's better with that one light turned to face him more.
Okay.
Our track lighting is working against us here.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get fixed like I asked.
Okay.
Well, you know.
A ticket was put in, you jerk.
A ticket.
Scene one. Playing the role of Cheryl will be 9. Playing the role of Ruby will be freaking me. Playing the role of Darlene will be Fatboy. And playing the role of Virginia will be 9. And action.
Hey, y'all. I don't know if y'all heard yet, but somebody's going around near the house putting their babby on the front porch steps, and then they try to come in the house on you when you go to the door. So if somebody leaves a babby on your front porch steps, y'all call the law.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. What on earth is the world coming to?
It happened to me last night. I told them I had a gun. I was going to call law, but by the time I got back, they's gone. Baby's gone, too.
Wait, is it a real baby?
Well, yes, it's a real baby. They get you the door when it starts crying.
Oh, God bless those poor little babies. It's too cold to get a baby out robbing folks.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay, too. Thanks for asking. Eye roll emoji.
OMG, that's probably why the baby gets to crying, because it's cold.
Lord almighty, I'd cry, too, if you left me laying out in the cold.
Really, it wasn't even scary till I started seeing the posts about how the baby is rob everybody.
I don't think the baby's doing it by himself.
I don't know what to believe, because the law just said it's hawks.
Well, Ruby said it happened to her.
Well, Chief Police said it didn't happen to nobody because it's a hoax.
Well, I promise it did.
Well, did you call law?
No. Like I said, I went to get the phone, call the law, and Daryl's gun from underneath the mattress, but when I got back to the door, they's all gone.
Well, maybe y'all call law, because right now they think it's a hoax.
It ain't no girl, it's a baby.
What?
It ain't a how, it's a baby.
No, I think she means it's a hawk.
I mean, it ain't real.
Well, it happened to me.
Well, not according to the law, it didn't.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except they wasn't there, so they don't know.
Y'all, please, tell me for real. Are y'all high right now?
Lord, y'all, don't argue. Just pray for the babbies.
End scene.
Babby.
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 Brought to you by the Williamston area.
It's supposed to be anonymous, Jim.
It is.
Scene two. Facebook fussing. Playing the role of MJF will be FB. Fatboy. Playing the role of Rhino will be freaking me. Playing the role of Darla will be Fatboy as well. Playing the role of Mosh will be Fatboy as well. And playing the role of Betsy would be 9.
Okay.
You wonder if you're going to get a line?
No, I was going to take a break, man.
And
I was going to chat with people in the live feed comments.
And action.
First off, let's talk about blank, blank, blank Greenville. I mean, Saturday night, 11-year-old birthday party. Very pricey. They get us in late, a brawl breaks out, and small kids are getting shoved everywhere. I mean, damn, everywhere. Drinks being thrown. Finally, the fight settles, and we're told that the pricey party has to be cut short so they could close because of the fight. Well, as we're preparing to leave, mayhem breaks out again. I mean, people damn running and screaming. Some of the brawl participants had weapons. Don't know what it was, but we had to cover our children and run back and hide them in the offices. Sad times. Kids got to grow up in this mess called 2021. Sad thing is, nobody was getting arrested when we damn finally got outside. Angry emoji, middle finger emoji. Wow, dude, you serious right now? Post GIF of Trump with his jaw open in surprise.
He ain't kidding. It's a complete joke that place is. Let's not even talk about the current pandemic. There isn't a single rude in there that applies to coronavirus.
Man, I think you probably need to see about emailing corporate, getting your damn money back. I mean, that's nuts right there. In fact, I got a neck brace if you want to take a pic with it and email it to him. Crying laugher. Hell, you ain't right, Bo. One crying laugher.
Well, I mean, the fight happened outside. What do you expect blank, blank, blank to do?
Well, like I said, get a refund for starters.
Have they asked for a refund?
Can you read Betsy? The fight was inside. Thanks for the input, though. Post GIF of flipping somebody off like you crank a jack-in-the-box.
Hey, hey, hey! These potters ain't cheap. I know somebody just had one for the grandson. Jumped so much, peed all over himself at his own party. Damn embarrassing.
We were there that night, too. And there was a fight, and they kicked the people out, and that's when the cops kept them outside. Dude, was someone picking up one of the people kicked out? That person never came inside, and the police caught them.
Look, all I know is we were told to hide our kids in the back because of what was going on outside. The point of this post is to tell parents not to take their kids there anymore. Go to the damn park or something, damn. Do a nature trail or something, damn. Get some fresh air.
Damn.
That's not really fair to the business. Anybody can pull up in the parking lot and do God knows what, and it shouldn't be their fault. Sounds like they had a good plan in place to me.
Look, Ho, they were zero preparing for what happened. I mean zero. They had to lock the doors to keep people from going out into the parking lot because it was chaos and going to be even worse in the parking lot at that. I'm not sure if you walked around during and immediately after. We had to because the child got tossed in the chaos. And I don't know if you saw the teenagers continually screaming to carry it on. Drinks being thrown, terrible language used by the brawlers. Regardless, that's not okay for a business to host kids' parties. There needs to be a better regulations and more supervision. Point blank, period.
Excuse me, but you can go on with that tone.
L-O-L. And argue with people who were there. Some of y'all are too bored for your own damn good. Understaffed and uncontrollable crowd. That's what the hell their problem is.
Post GIF of Dan Blazarian's beard. Hashtag my beard better than his.
Make this public, MJF. People need to stop dropping their kids off there like it's a damn babysitter's. Attention parents, watch your damn kids. You can't drop your 15-year-old off at this establishment when the damn people that work there are teenagers themselves. Damn manager couldn't have been more than 18 years old. Watch your kids. You tell him, baby. This is hot. You keep this up, I'm going to clobber you in the king size when I get home tonight.
I was there, too. I'm not arguing with you. Parents dropping off their kids and expecting employees to watch them, that's a huge problem.
Sounds like all the hell you did was to come here to argue. You lucky you didn't bring all this up while you were there. Would have been another damn fight in the ball pit.
Are you threatening me?
Hell no. Don't need to. Wouldn't have been me you would have had to worry about. Darla, though. That's a different story. Crying laughter emojis.
Oh, snap. Somebody got some truth straight upside their head.
Brick emoji. Hand of the forehead emoji. Blood emoji.
Post meme of Samuel L. Jackson, Darla does, with a belt in his hand that says, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Crying laughing emoji.
This is appalling. I will not engage this further.
Man, y'all too much, man. On the other hand, though, Betsy, why do you care so much? Blank, blank, paying you to defend them on Facebook? Crying, laughing emoji?
And scene.
What business is that about? Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
Places where everything's trampoline.
maybe.
We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We don't have a question for you. Just comment below. Say something.
Yeah. Comments are streaming in. A lot of them.
Good. I can't see them. I will start watching them, and then before you know it, I'll be reading the comments and not Facebook fussing. Scene 3. Playing the role of Cece will be 9. Playing the role of Kiko will be freaking me. And playing the role of Buck, spelled B-U-Q-Q, will be Fat Boy. And
action.
Some lovely ass blank hacked my account, made a mirror account. I have not a clue how to fix this either. I'm just saying don't accept a friend request from the other me.
Yes, queen, yes.
What you mean, yes? This sucks buttholes, dude. Who are you anyway?
You do not know me. I am an AI bot that follows you to collect your data.
Hey, at least he's being honest with me. More than you can say for most men around here.
Hey, CC. Sorry for your lose. Do you realize that you were just talking to, Probably a teenager in Asia, right?
Now, Buck, I hate to jump in here, but I'm not a person in this country or any continent for that matter. I'm in the clouds. I'm not a man, not a woman, or being, as I said. I'm an AI bot.
Yeah, Buck! You just got screwed by a bot, huh?
Now you hang on, I did the hell not. You talking to it like it's a damn person. Get a life. Kiko is a dumb name anyway. Like off-brand Alexa. Kiko. Hell, I can't tell if Kiko's a new fad diet or that place used to go make copies. I think of a better name than Kiko, computer nerds.
My name is dumb, says the man who spells his name Buck as B-U-Q-Q. I would pronounce that as Buke.
You can kiss my ass.
No way, dude. I know where that thing has been. Ha, 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 ha.
Boom, bitch. See, this done made her forget I got blanked. Spell check. I mean hacked, hacked.
I was about to say, CC, the way you're buying those batteries every month on Amazon, my algorithm says there's no man in your life. Winker emoji.
Hey, watch it, dude. LOL, them batteries was a count of the power outages and flashlights. But anyway, let's check on your friend, Buke.
Buke.
Yeah, I'm going to fly over there and kick your ass, little buddy.
Now look who's arguing with a robot. Ha ha, Buke. Ha ha, Buke.
Yeah. You know, they call them bots on the news and ETC, but they really 12-year-old computer whizzes in China and Russia. Either one, probably both, hell, who screw with us on the internet to follow our every move.
Oh, my Lord, you lost your ever-loving mind.
Buke, excuse me, Buck, see, I said it now the way you prefer. I'm learning you. I'm not a human being. I'm just being. You should try it. It's peaceful.
Then if you ain't a real human being like all of us, then get off our internet.
Ha, 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 your internet. Cute.
I think you're still a loser over there in some internet cafe trying to steal our jobs, passwords, credit history, and our natural resources at that. Does the wet market you at right now have free Wi-Fi? Hell, everybody knows that blank blank 19 came from blank nah.
WTF, how'd that comment get instantly flagged? It says my page is spreading fake disease talk. What the buck, Buke?
See, told you, Kiko's the internet undercover police. I better not get flagged and suspended because I relay on Facebook Marketplace to make a living.
Do not look at me, guys. I'm a bot, yes. But I do not know any more about any of this than you do. Just because me and others like me say something when you ask us, it does not mean that it's 100% accurate.
But what you sell on FB Marketplace? I want to be an entree prenup.
Ah, hell, I mostly sell old car parts, car motors.
Oh, why'd you do all that heavy lifting with messed up back?
Great question, CC. Here's what I found on the internet. Buck gets workman's comp checks biweekly.
The hell?
And in fact, if he's lifting heavy objects while drawing these checks, it's highly illegal, considered injury fraud. Buck could face 7 to 30 years in prison.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Well, CC. Delete this now. Please delete.
End scene. End scene. End scene.
Why are you blowing up Buck's spot?
Buke. Buck.
I'm trying to make a living.
Buke.
I used to eat at Buke's. It was good.
Did you?
Best.
What you just heard was real. We're just trying to make a few Buke's today. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you. All we do is jazz it up a little bit and change the names to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. We're going to do a war stuff tomorrow morning.
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then Paige will rock you at work next. Thank y'all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.